Stoner Sessions, episode 3, coming at you March
13th. Sunday.
2022.
Solventless Sunday.
Solventless Sunday. We out here, just grabbed a couple grams, got some live rosin gorilla butter from ELO, and some fire ganja live rosin from, fire ganja is
fire ganja cultivation. Is the cultivator, and
gelato cake, that's what it is.
Gelato cake is the strain.
Shout out Wiz Khalifa, Burner, Cookies. Little background music as we try these out. Give you guys a little review. A little update what's going on in the cannabis community.
Yeah, this fire ganja is... I feel like they stepped their game up. But gelatos always smell good. So, but we haven't smoked it yet. Looks like it was a little slab or something.
I'd like to bring up, years later...
What do you think, Bobby?
I'd like to say, clean rig. Clean rig over the... overtaking the reclaim.
Pretty good. Garlicky.
I'd like to say that after all this time.
It's better than fighting.
So the deal with this stuff is you can't even see it.
Oh, very white.
Water, it's fresh, and you can... Once it warms up to temperature, you can whip it, and it'll turn into, like, a little bit more like that. It'll be like a jelly. So what do you like, fresh press or... cold cure? What's your
I like the fresh press, just so you get like, I feel like you just get like the most like terp profile off the fresh press.
This one's more of like a cold cure.
Cold cure?
It seems like.
Yeah.
This, it's super clear. It almost.
Like they just pressed it and globbed it in there today almost, you know? That's what it looks like at least.
So you could probably bring that across state lines and not get away with it.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, but with that one, yes. Oh, shit.
They don't put the press dates on here anymore, huh? On the box, maybe?
Yeah, maybe on the box.
Oh, there it is right there.
Manufacturing date, 2/1/22. Press date, 2/19.
Okay. Press date, 2/19. Not even a month old.
That's why the best... Oh, Alex. The best thing about that is you probably could go across state lines and probably not have any problems.
My friend flew planes with this stuff from 710 from Colorado and California to Texas, had no issues putting it in his carry-on bag with his cosmetics. Sometimes if you felt a little sketched out, you'd take moisturizer cream, scoop it out of the jar, put the dabs in the little, because the containers look almost exactly the same. Or you take the cover or the label off and, like, relabel it to make it look like moisturizer cream.
Yeah. All I did, I went to Denver, and I was going to take a flight back. I grabbed, like, 4 grams, ripped all the labels, put them in my checked bag with my cosmetics.
Yep, that's the best way to do it. And then he also said, he told me, he was like, it's not a big issue leaving a state where it's legal. It's more worrying about the state that you're going into. And if they find it in your bag and you're going to an illegal state, then they might call ahead and you won't even know that you got bagged until you get to the airport where you land. And then they'll come and see you. But it doesn't, you know, they're not looking for that shit. They don't care about it. They're looking for guns, weapons.
Or large
like
amounts.
Large amounts. They're looking for cash. They're looking more for cash in your bag than, like, large amounts of cash, and they would look for some dabs.
Whoa. Alright, so I'm gonna try this gelato.
Bet. We got the Puffco Peak Pro, fully cleaned, ready to go. Clean rig over here. Classic torch up.
Had to clean the rig for the video, you know.
Nope. Little 28 grams in the background now. Love that.
Yeah, that album was a classic, dude. I remember when that came out, I was living in Charles's basement.
Mop.
2014.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we lived in Charlie's basement.
It's facts, though. You're right, Bobby. How do you know that?
I remember years about the stuff. I pay attention.
What were you
to
doing
this.
In 2014?
Working at a Stop and Shop at the time.
No.
Smoke when they want. You turn up, then turn up some more.
Throw a timer on. Get that shit red hot.
Thank you. My podcast almost just turned into a fucking karaoke.
Timer. With this thick bottom piece, plus it's like thick wall, you do like a full heat up.
Shout out to AFM, Alien 30. Flower Monkey. Their pieces, you know, this isn't sponsored or anything, their pieces are alright, but they're bangers. I would say, you know, 8 out of 10, high quality, lasts a long time
for
the price.
What you pay for.
Yeah, exactly, for
it's
$60.
It's a $400 nail. It's a $40 nail, right?
Reminds me of my Halen that's been sitting in my car for the past who knows how long. Fuck, I'm gonna have to scoop some dab soon. Get the expensive piece out here again.
Yeah, where's that?
That's in the car, bro. Oh shit, I left my car running too. I forgot about that. That's good though. It'll be nice and warm when I get in there.
Crazy with gas. How much?
$5 a gallon.
This dude just lets his 506. Car run outside. $5 a gallon, dog.
506 a gallon. I probably burned 2 miles already. Probably like a good like quarter. At least a quarter.
Cheers to the. This is the
cake batter.
Gelato cake. Fire ganja.
Oh yeah, gelato cake. That's what it is. Love that beat action. So while he's taking his dab, I'd just like to say, you know, get your friends to listen, subscribe, look for new episodes. We're going to be trying to do a lot more. I know I say that almost every time I post after a while, but, you know, stoner mentality, you know, sometimes you got to take a few months off.
Tastes grapier. Then it smelled all garlicky, but it tastes grapey. Pretty clean, not too heavy. Doesn't look like much residue in the nails, so that's a good sign. Nice. Yeah, Gorilla Butter is my favorite strain from the ELO lineup. I haven't had much Fire Ganja, but I think they're starting to like step up their concentrate game.
Telling you, bro, once I either get my card or, you know, get to that point where I'm picking up oil again, Tellaria, bro, that shit's just...
Tellaria? Nah, Blue River will crush Tellaria.
I don't know, bro.
You know what Blue River is?
No clue.
Ah. Blue River is Tony Brazzera's brand. And he has a special physical... like extraction techniques that he makes his flan that nobody else can make. I have a feeling he uses centripetal force though.
Okay.
Somehow. Maybe not though.
Torch?
I'm thinking what if he, you know, they spins it around into centrifuge or whatever it is so fast that the terpenes stay on top and the heavy shit separates.
Okay.
And they can just dump it right off. I don't know, but I'm just speculating.
That'd be a very interesting, I mean, and honestly, it sounds like it makes sense for like a good way to just extract. Just,
how
like,
you do it mechanically, turf. You know what I mean? Without hydrocarbons. His flan is on another shit. I can't wait till he's
where's he from?
He's building a dispensary in, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay, great
it's
area.
Be a full recreational adult, like full all out. Like I think he's trying to be like the East Coast guy.
Yeah, he should be the solventless guy. I want to see a solventless based dispensary.
He is.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Well, I can't believe we haven't gone to Cookies yet either. Gotta get up to Worcester.
If you look into Blue River, you'd probably like the center. So, Bobby, what's your experience with weed like?
Oh, like
when you first started.
Oh, different.
What made you smoke? Or like, how was your first, tell us about your first experience smoking ever.
Oh. When I started smoking with MJ.
Yeah, I love how Wax Room came on during my dad. Love that.
LJ?
Yeah, my Rapunzel.
Classic, dude. Started. What were you smoking on, dude?
That is regular blunt, you rolled.
A blunt. And what was your first time you get super stoned?
Yeah, stoned, yeah. First time ever.
Which one should I try, Tim?
You went back to the south. Huh?
Which one should I try? Cake batter?
Whatever you want to try.
Fuck it. Try the GB. Little GB going. Gorilla butter. Yellow. Bro, I felt like the man having ELO when I was in Dallas.
Huh?
I felt like the man having ELO when I was in Dallas.
Yeah, that was gangster. Did I send that to you?
Yeah, yep. I got you to send me a batch, and I got Yusuf to send me a batch.
Never again, dude. Fuck that shit. Craig just texted me. Meeting so many mercenaries. Should I call him? I'm gonna call him. This is our boy from the Ukraine. As you know, there's a war going on right now. He probably won't answer though, because he's always fucking on his shit. Like, he can't talk. Let's see. Nah, man, I can't talk right now.
Classic.
Definitely a good stone from that though. I like it. Makes you want to do push-ups, makes you want to do something.
Yeah.
But I already had the gorilla butter too.
I was gonna say, gorilla butter, first impression is just super energetic type of high.
Yeah. It's strong and it's clear and it's energy. But it's strong. It's not like the stuff that's like, oh, it's a head high, but it's like light and doesn't do anything for you. So the gorilla butter is a cross of GG4 and peanut butter breath.
I used to like the peanut butter breath.
I feel like peanut butter breath is like a cookie, right?
I think that's motor breath times peanut butter cookies, right?
I think it's a cookies of some sort, yeah.
I think it's peanut butter cookies and motor breath, probably. If I'm right. If I remember correct.
And so I think you get that GG4, that bulkiness, you know, to the bud. And then there you go, make a nice sort of...
Yo, I know what I just remembered I wanted to grow back in the day. Killer Chem Dog.
Killer Chem Dog. Why that?
Killer Queen times 33 times Chem Dog, bro.
Killer Queen 33.
Bro, how many plants they go through before they found that, like, genetics where they're like, yo, at the 33, this is it, right here.
Pop 100.
Popped 100 in there, like, yeah.
People do pop 100.
Yeah, like that. That's insanity to me. That's crazy.
I've heard, because they got 100 packs. Those are, like, the baller packs, right?
How much is it for 100 seeds? Like, fucking 900 some shit for some crazy ones?
No, for seeds, a 10-pack is, like, $100. $150. George paid $350 for the Jungle Boys Triangle Canyon. The TC that we got. So, we got, like, 3 more seeds of that. Huh?
Is that okay for the podcast?
I don't know. Who's George?
Okay.
Who are you?
Good point.
fucking Curious George, our boy. He
all names have been changed to protect the identities of people in this recording.
Yeah, I mean, you can do what you want, but just seeds, right?
Right.
But yeah.
So it'd probably be more than a rack for 100. I was thinking bulk, maybe a discount, but if you're telling me 150 for a 10-pack, 350 for a 10-pack is some crazy shit.
No, you get heals when you get like 100, 300 seeds. Someone calling him?
Yeah.
Who?
It's Mom.
Oh. Yeah. Why don't you answer?
Yeah. Alright, guys.
You got a good reason.
Stay tuned. Pull up for the next donor sessions. Stay high.